One of the hubs of the tabletop gaming community here in Philadelphia is a small store called Red Cap's Corner, located in University City on Lancaster Avenue. From the outside it appears quiet, but on any weeknight it is alive with activity, a wall of sound coming down the stairs. It's the sound of people who all share a passion for gaming. The upper floor is filled with people, some laughing and enjoying their time, others deep in concentration. While the business is a store, that's not its main function. It's a place to play games. Their entire second floor is tables and chairs. They even have a huge bookcase of board games anyone can just take out and play. We talked to Ray, a Red Cap's employee.
You can come here and game all day, and like you don't have to pay or buy anything or anything like that.
The most popular game played here is a trading card game called Magic the Gathering. Players build their own decks from a huge selection of cards, each representing a spell or creature. Then, during the game, they attempt to reduce their opponent's life total to zero, using those spells and attacking with creatures. Both the pre-game time deck building and the actual match are equally important. If you think these games are only for children, you'd be surprised. Red Caps has tournaments several nights a week, and they usually draw over 60 people, mostly college age.
I mean, I could just be playing video games, but it's really the social aspect that draws me to Magic.
Liam is playing a game of Magic when we sit down to talk to him. For him, gaming is just another way to hang out after school. Mitchell, his opponent, agrees.
I enjoy being able to meet people I don't necessarily know and also make friends outside of my own home and or school through the shared experiences of playing these games. It gives me a whole like branching community.
Tabletop games are a social outlet, an excuse to leave the house and make friends. What's interesting, though, is what part of the game the players love. Sullivan, one of the best Magic players in Philly, loves the competition.
Obviously, winning feels good. So for me, it's probably I won a Black Lotus early this year, so it's probably that or champs.
This is a fairly common response. Winning does feel pretty good. Mitchell admits that it's his favorite part too when asked about his favorite experience.
When I borrowed a guy's deck, played and went undefeated at a tournament, which felt good. So I guess winning feels good. Like it's a competitive game to some people. And I consider myself one of those people to an extent.
But oddly enough, Liam completely disagrees.
After spending months putting together a deck in my favorite format, I played it at a big tournament here in Philly, and I got crushed. I went 1-4, and despite drawing bad and having bad luck and just all in all not having a good day, it was still one of the most fun experiences of my life.
While playing ranges from casual kitchen table games to intense competitive tournaments. From kids playing in playgrounds to professionals competing in international events, the gaming community is large and welcoming. In a world where social interaction is more and more consistently replaced by technology, people still congregate around tabletop games, enjoying each other's company.